Hey everyone, welcome back. I've got some really exciting news to share today that's been making waves in both Washington and the crypto world. Senator Tom Tillis has just introduced a revised version of the Clarity Act, and it's all about creating a targeted regulatory framework for stablecoins. The goal? Keeping our U.S. financial system safe from systemic risk.
It's definitely a significant development. The core of this legislation tackles a really critical vulnerability that's been brewing. You know, when stablecoin issuers start offering highly competitive yields, it can actually trigger a mass flight of deposits away from traditional banks. And that's a serious problem, because those banks are the lifeblood funding our mortgages, small business loans, and local economies.
Right, and that's why I love the approach here. Instead of just slapping a blanket restriction on everything, the bill sets up a smart, risk-based oversight mechanism. It actually gives federal banking regulators the power to monitor how capital flows between traditional banks and digital asset platforms. If stablecoin yields start creeping into dangerous, systemic risk territory, regulators can step in.
Exactly. And they'll have a real toolkit at their disposal. We're talking about requiring yield adjustments, mandating cooling-off periods to slow down panic moves, enforcing much stricter reserve transparency, and running mandatory audits. The whole point is to guarantee these stablecoins stay fully backed by high-quality assets. Of course, pulling this off would require tight coordination between the Federal Reserve, the FDIC, and the OCC.
It's fascinating how this reflects such a fundamental shift in how stablecoins actually operate now. Remember when they were just simple dollar peg tokens? These days, a lot of them function more like yield-bearing instruments. Issuers are parking reserves in short-term government securities, money market funds, or commercial paper, and then sharing those returns with token holders. It's brilliant for attracting capital, but it's also starting to look a lot like a shadow banking system.
And that's precisely where the serious concerns come in. Without proper regulatory guardrails, rapid capital migration could seriously strain traditional banking liquidity and disrupt credit markets. For the crypto industry, though, this revised Clarity Act is a bit of a double-edged sword. On one hand, it finally delivers that long-awaited federal regulatory clarity, which could unlock massive institutional adoption and smoother integration with traditional finance.
Absolutely, but let's not forget the flip side. It's going to demand a lot from crypto companies. We're talking robust compliance infrastructure, continuous monitoring, and total operational transparency. It's not going to be easy, but it's a necessary step. And for traditional banks, this proposal is basically a protective shield. It safeguards them against sudden deposit runs and helps preserve the stability of the entire credit ecosystem.
From a legislative standpoint, Tillis is taking a much more pragmatic path here compared to previous crypto bills. By zeroing in on a specific, measurable risk factor, instead of trying to regulate the entire blockchain space all at once, this proposal has a much stronger shot at navigating committee reviews and actually breaking through partisan gridlock.
You're right, and that's where the real challenge lies. We'll need to strike a really precise balance. We want enough oversight to prevent financial vulnerabilities, but we absolutely cannot stifle the innovation that's positioning the U.S. as a global leader in digital assets. It's a tightrope, but I'm genuinely optimistic we can walk it.
Ultimately, this updated Clarity Act feels like a meaningful step toward bridging the gap between traditional banking and digital finance. By prioritizing deposit stability, transparent reserves, and coordinated oversight, it's aiming to build a more resilient financial ecosystem. One that can comfortably accommodate crypto growth while still protecting core banking functions.
I couldn't agree more. Whether it ultimately becomes law is still up in the air, but the fact that it's out there is huge. Its focused, risk-based framework sets a practical precedent for future digital asset regulation, and it really signals a growing consensus that stablecoins need structured, forward-looking oversight. Thanks for diving into this with me today.